This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have been trying to understand 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18 by reflecting on Paul and Silas's experience in Philippi, described in Acts 16. Following their obedience to go and proclaim the gospel, they were promptly tortured and imprisoned. By midnight, they were praying and singing hymns to God. As they did this, God heard their prayers and hymns and dramatically responded. It says, "Suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once all the prison doors flew open, and everybody's chains came loose." I don't know what the other prisoners' thoughts and attitude were while listening to them sing and pray. I also don't know if Paul and Silas prayed for the other prisoners. But when God answered their prayers, the other prisoners benefited. Things happened so fast, no one evidently tried to escape. The earthquake woke up the jailer, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We're all here." That set the stage for the jailer to be told how to be saved. "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved and your household." What at first seemed hard to understand now is seen as the means for God to open a door for the jailer and his household to be saved. And indeed, they were that very night. Can you imagine the joy experienced and expressed that night, both in the jailer's home and also in heaven? And be assured, God's will was fulfilled. Well, I trust this has been a helpful study for you, and you can review it by going to my website and clicking on the archives, gettinggodsmessage.org.